When Navy SEAL Team 6 raided Osama bin Laden's compound in 2011, they weren't alone. A Belgian Malinois named Cairo accompanied them, sparking public fascination with military working dogs. This wasn't the first time dogs served in combat. Their history with American forces dates back to Pearl Harbor, when socialite Arlene Erlanger declared, "The dog game must play its part in this thing," launching Dogs for Defense. Within hours of the attack, she convinced the initially reluctant War Department to incorporate canines into military operations. What began as a request for 200 sentry dogs expanded to 125,000 for various branches. In March 2004, Staff Sergeant Sean Lulofs deployed to Iraq with his Belgian Malinois, Aslan. On their first morning at Camp Baharia, Aslan detected an IED disguised as a coffee can, immediately demonstrating their life-saving potential. By late 2003, IEDs had become insurgents' primary weapon, prompting General James Mattis to investigate using dogs to combat this threat. The Marine Corps deployed approximately 30 dog teams to Iraq, the first such deployment since Vietnam. This marked a profound shift in how military dogs were used. Christopher Columbus once brought dogs to the Americas as the most fearsome weapon of all, unleashing them against indigenous populations. By contrast, modern military working dogs primarily save lives through detection work. In spring 2010, Staff Sergeant Justin Kitts and his dog Dingo were ambushed in Afghanistan. Taking cover under enemy fire, Kitts sent Dingo ahead to scout an escape route. The dog's behavior changed dramatically when he detected two massive IEDs, yellow jugs with 50 pounds of explosives each, strategically placed to trap the patrol. Dingo's skills had saved the entire unit from a deadly Taliban ambush. Dogs possess 220 million scent receptors, compared to humans 5 million, making their sense of smell 1,000 times more acute. Their specialized nasal anatomy, with 4 air passages separating breath flows, enables continuous scent tracking. While humans use smell mainly for emotional memory, dogs actively catalog and track scents with remarkable precision. Breed differences matter. Bloodhounds boast 300 million scent receptors, excelling at trailing. Military working dogs also hear 4 times farther than humans. Despite $19 billion spent on counter-IED technology, the military found handler dog teams remained most effective, with one dog outperforming 10 body imaging machines. Dog handlers form a distinct military subculture, often misunderstood by leadership unfamiliar with canine capabilities. Vietnam veteran Ron Aiello still speaks proudly of Stormy, his scout dog, who detected threats during night patrols. Beyond saving lives, Aiello credits Stormy with preserving his mental health. I would have come back a different person. At Lackland Air Force Base, Staff Sergeant Chris Jacobin bonded deeply with Taint, an aggressive dog others avoided. Together, they excelled in competitions and detection work for a decade until Taint's death, which left Jacobin openly grieving. Military dog training balances physical toughness with emotional intelligence. Handlers accept bites as part of the job, embracing Lieutenant Colonel E.H. Richardson's World War I-era philosophy of gentleness and positive reinforcement. Handlers face a fundamental paradox. They must view dogs as weapons while forming deep emotional bonds. Staff Sergeant Pascual Gutierrez embodies this tension. Though trained to see his dog Bert as equipment, their attachment is undeniable. Scientific research, from Darwin's observations to modern studies, confirms dogs' social intelligence. They read human expressions and experience biochemical responses during human interaction, forming what behaviorist Mark Beckhoff recognizes as genuine, enduring bonds. The bond between handlers and dogs intensifies in combat. Though Sean Lulofs prioritized human lives, handlers often risk themselves for their dogs, as when specialist Mark Whitaker shielded Anax during an ambush and desperately secured his evacuation after injury. War correspondents Ernie Pyle and Sebastian Junger attribute such devotion to the intense bonds formed through shared danger and group solidarity. When Marine Corporal Joshua Ashley was killed, his dog Sirius partnered with Corporal Eric Roethler. During training, Sirius demonstrated remarkable intuition by alerting Roethler to an undetectable IED, cementing their connection. Though gentle off-duty, Sirius retained Ashley's stubborn nature, serving as a living reminder of the fallen Marine. After his Afghanistan tour, Matt Hatala struggled with civilian life until adopting his former partner, Cheney. Despite a 2-year separation, Cheney instantly recognized him when Hatala drove to South Carolina for their reunion. Having Cheney home transformed Hatala's life, improving his sleep and sense of security. Army Captain Cecilia Nahara and her black Labrador Beau provided crucial support at Camp Liberty Stress Clinic in Baghdad after a shooting. When traumatized staff rejected other support personnel, Beau's relaxed presence helped ease tensions. From 2007 to 2011, 8 dogs pioneered combat and operational stress control therapy teams in Iraq and Afghanistan, pairing with occupational therapists for emotional support. At Walter Reed, recovering soldiers found renewed purpose training service dogs for veterans through the Warrior Transition Brigade. After 18 months and 2 deployments in Iraq, Beau showed signs of stress, avoiding soldiers and only relaxing when off-duty. Military working dogs face combat stressors without regular breaks. By 2011, approximately 5% of 650 deployed dogs developed canine PTSD, with half requiring retirement, presenting unique treatment challenges since dogs can't process trauma through conversation. After Marine Colton Rusk's death in Afghanistan, his family received his bomb-sniffing dog Eli, who immediately recognized them and went to Colton's room. Eli now sleeps with Colton's brother Brady and still seeks out items with Colton's scent, sharing these moments with Kathy. The Rusk home has become a sanctuary for visiting Marines from Colton's unit. Napoleon Bonaparte, who ordered thousands killed without remorse, wept upon seeing a dog guarding its fallen master's body on a battlefield, a display of loyalty that affected him more than any nation-deciding battle. War dogs bridge the gap between people and events, making war's complexities more relatable. Through them, we understand both the humanity in conflict and the depth of their handlers' experiences, revealing war not as simply good or bad, but as deeply complex. In a world divided by politics and ideology, military working dogs make warfare more bearable and human, whether detecting bombs in Afghanistan, comforting traumatized soldiers, or helping veterans heal after returning home. Through the stories of dogs like Cairo, Aslan, and Dingo, we witness not just their tactical advantages, but the vital emotional support they provide to those facing combat's harsh realities. These extraordinary partnerships between handler and dog demonstrate that even in our most technological and dehumanizing endeavors, connection and compassion remain essential to our survival. They stand as powerful reminders of our shared capacity for devotion, courage, and loyalty.